And we're joining the Timyan had the second book. And we're joining the organization called Itayet B'Torato, which is run also in America under the name of Torat Chaim. And the one running it is a person named Nachman Fried, a kosher person. And he put together a group of kolenim and a movement in America that's learning all the same Torah. So like we said before, that learning on your own is one thing. If we're joining now a chabura, a worldwide chabura, with this Torah, which learns certain Torah, biyun, for a certain amount of time, we're going to take the chizuk from all those people together. We're connected to them, so we feed off of them and we feed into them. Binyan simcha, chav gimel. We're just going to jump in. Al pi mashal. You have it, Shimon? Rabbeinu is talking about joy. And he's going to give a mashal for us, a metaphor for us to understand this joy. How to become joyful. Shelifamim shebnei adam smechim umiragdim. You have sometimes where there are a certain group of people that they are happy. They are dancing. Azai chutfim ish echad mibachutz. There's always in a wedding a group of people that are dancing, and there's always that person who's in b'chinat tisha b'av outside the circle. And what they do is they go and they grab that guy and they bring him into the circle. Shu be'atzvut u'mara shora u'machnisin oto bar kocho letoch mechon ha'meragdim. And they grab him, they force him, they grab his hand, and they bring him in, into the circle. U'machichin oto b'am kocho she'sameach imahem gam ken. And they force him to join the action, to join the joy, to be sameach together with the group. Ken yesh v'inyan ha'simcha. Now this is a mashal. And Rabbeinu is going to show that this is two types of joy. One above the other, both good, but one higher. Shadam sameach, when a person is happy. Azai amara shora beisurin nistankin minatzad. When a person's upbeat in a good mood, his problems and his sadness and his depression and his worries and his frustrations are on pause. Nistankin minatzad. Aval mana yitera nitametz. It's good, but better, stronger, nitametz. Nirdof achar amara shora davka. To run and grab it, not to let it be on pause outside. Lachnis ota gam ken betoch hasimcha. Put it also into the circle. To bring it also into the joy. Beofen shamara shora beatzma titapech besimcha. To the point where the sadness itself will also turn into joy. Shiafecha mara shora bekol ha'yisurin nesimcha. That sadness, that depression, will turn into a catalyst of happiness. Kederecha baretoch ha'simcha. Sha'az migodel ha'simcha v'ached v'ameapech kol ha'dagot v'atzvut v'mara shora shelo nesimcha. When you're on a level of joy, this huge level of joy, you actually can flip and turn all the worriedness into happiness. Explain. Nimsa shechotef amara shora machnis ota bar kocha letoch hasimcha. You're grabbing and you're putting it in. Kemashal. Vezeh bechinat sason besimcha yasigu venasu yagon v'nachal. Yishaya says, sason besimcha yasigu, you're going to attain sason v'simcha, two types of joy. Nasu yagon v'anacha. The sadness will run away from it. Shayagon v'anacha bochin v'nasim v'simcha. The sadness runs away from the holiness of joy. Ki bet ha'simcha derech ha'yagon v'anacha namod min hatzad. They wait for you. Avad tzarich lardoch harem daika. That's not enough to leave them on the outside. Nasigam nagiyam nachnis otam davka letor ha'simcha. To bring them in, to put them in, to make them dance. V'zehu sason v'simcha yasigu. You gotta go grab it. Yasigu means to attain it, to grab it. Shasason v'simcha yasigu v'itpisu. We'll grab on et ha'yagon v'anecha. Shem nasim bochim v'asimcha. Nachnis otam bal kocha l'toch ha'simcha, to put him into the joy. Ki yesh yagon v'anecha shasid racha. Shem sid racha. There is sadness which is purely from the sign of evil, of impurity. Shenam rozim yod merkava l'kedushah. They don't want to be involved and help build the simcha, to be a merkava, to be a chariot. V'ken bochim min ha'simcha, v'ken tzarich lachnir, l'achiyach otam, l'achnis otam dor ha'kedusha. L'ano simcha bar kocham kanam. You gotta force them in. So short and so deep. Here is the secret of life. Why is that? Because it's a rule. Mishu sameach u'matzliach. A happy person will be successful. By Yosef HaTzadik, it's written that he was in the pit. He was in jail. They set him up. Eshet Potiphar tried to seduce him. He refused. She made up a story that he raped her and, or whatever, he seduced her. And they put him in jail, and it's written over there that he was Ish Matzliach. Everything he was doing was successful. I remember seeing a midrash that says he was Ish Makpitz. He was dancing. He was jumping. I think Rabbeinu brings it in Sefer HaMidot. Mishu Sameach U'Matzliach. From Yosef HaTzadik. Because it says over there that he was happy, he was dancing, so he was successful. You are happy, you will be successful. Happiness is the magnet of success. And you just look around you. Look at people that you like to be around. Think about it. Certain people, you want to run away from them. Always a bad comment. Always a negative attitude, always an anger. You don't want to be around. And you can, sometimes you have to be around them, so you're going to just be yotzei ydei chova. You'll do what you have to do and run away. But there are certain people that are magnets that attract others, and they're usually happy, sameach people. People get upset and sad. You don't want to be in their vicinity because you know they're not thinking properly. Anger is one level above crazy, one level below craziness. The mind is not functioning in anger. Happiness brings success in relationships, in business. You ever notice? You go to a store where the guy's always happy. You choose, buy from there, buy from you. In psychologically, I don't want to buy from that store. The guy's always with a sour face. And here, the guy is always with a good word, a positive comment, a nice feeling in the store. You're going to go buy from him. Whoever's a good teacher, a mechanech, a rebbe, the real successful ones are the happy ones. Everybody wants to be around. If you want happiness, you have the keys to all success. It's written in Purim that now, we're coming up to Purim. And it's written that Esther Malkah, she fasted, she came to Ahasuerus, and she asked him for a request. She was very scared to go there because she had not been called 30 days. And the rule was, if you don't get called 30 days, the king's allowed to kill the person. So asur to come. If you haven't been called to the king, you're not allowed to show up to the king. She came and he bent the rules, he extended the Shavit. What would you like, Queen Esther? Ad chetze malchut, whatever you want. She said, please, make a suda for me, you and Haman, tomorrow. Could be today, tomorrow. So they came to the suda. Tomorrow. They came to the suda, and then Ahasuerus says, okay. By the way, when Haman heard that he was invited, he was so happy that he was invited. He left that suda. There was sameach v'tuv levav because he was invited to the private meal of the king and the queen. And so at that meal, Ahasuerus asks, so what do you want exactly? Okay, we're here. What do you want? She said, I want the meal tomorrow. Tomorrow, I also want another suda. Okay, the next day, what happened? That night, Ahasuerus couldn't sleep.
Because she saw Haman was happy.
Ahasuerus couldn't sleep that night. And so therefore, he was reading the books, and in the books it said that Haman had saved his life. So he wanted to know what to do. And in that moment, Haman was coming to plot to kill Mordechai on the tree that he had, on the etz that he had built 50 amot high to hang him. And at that moment, Ahasuerus said, what should we do for a person who the king wants to mechabed him? Yeah, you should dress him up in the king's clothing and put him on a horse and bring him out to the city and say, Kacha Yaseh, this is what we do to the person that the king wants to honor him. Because Ahasuerus was such a rasha, he had everything, but he wanted to be the king. So if he's going to wear the king's clothing, so he's going to be like the king. He didn't know it was for Haman. So he gave it, he didn't know it was for Mordechai. So Haman ended up, so go do it and you're going to do it. So Haman ended up going and he was the one that was leading leading Haman out toward the city. And his daughter says, it said that he came over there, Hafui, Rosh. So what happened, his daughter was watching and she thought that the one leading it was Mordechai. So she took the excrement from the bucket that she had relieved herself and she poured it on the head of the person, and it turned out it was Haman. He looked up and saw his daughter. She was so embarrassed, she jumped off, she killed herself. So he became a mourner. And he was came, and then right away when he got cleaned up from all that, so that's when they called him to the second meal with Esther and Achashverosh. There in that Suda, Achashverosh said, okay, Esther, what do you want? I want you to save us, because here this Rasha is trying to kill us. And it ended up being the miracle. But the question is, why did she wait till the second day? Here, you got the audience. You're sitting at the meal. Ask for what you want. Like you said, Mayor, she couldn't. Because Haman, the first thing, was happy. And a guy that's happy, you can't put him down. When the guy's in good mood, you can't get him. You can't beat him. The next day, he came in sadness. The next day, he was mourning. The next day, he was embarrassed. That's when she's able to put him down. Even if you're a Rasha, the Rasha of Sameach, that's why the Kalei Olam, the light people, they have a lot of success. But they're doing so many Averot. If they're happy, there is success. And the guy is too frum, smat yirat shamayim, and he's always upset himself. It's not a good recipe. Happiness is a must. It's a must. And there's a lot to speak about this. And here Rabbeinu is going to teach us, in this short mashal, the way to get there. And you'd be so surprised how deep the simple mashal is. What did Rabbeinu say? So you have a party, and everybody's dancing, and one guy's on the outside. That's the first level of simcha. And so imagine yourself. So you have problems. You have a mortgage, it's hard to pay. The guy can't find the shidduch. A person has a health illness. A person has worries. A person has all kinds of things that he's shvach and he falls into certain actions that he shouldn't be doing, avirot even. And it's heavy on him. And those thoughts are constantly occupying his mind. But he comes to the wedding, he comes to the ilula, he comes to the fabringin, and there's action, and there's music, and he's dancing, and he's partying. At that moment, is he really preoccupied with his mortgage, with his medical bill, with his shidduch crisis, with his children that are how they are? He's not there. Because the sitracha, the atzvut, is not coming into that circle. It's waiting on the side. But it's not gone. The party is over, back to the house, back to the depression, back to the balagan, back to the bibul. So it's definitely a good thing, because you got to break out of it for that moment. Rabbeinu said, Yivshan abo de simcha, kimani de mire de shtuta. Rabbeinu said in a few places, even here, in the next door, Chavdad, Rabbeinu said, that sometimes to get to the stepping stone to the real joy is mire de shtuta. But, and that means do something fun, put on some music, dance. Shmooze with a friend, sichot chavirim, a good meal, l'chaim. Get out, break out of the situation you're in. That's great. But you have to know you haven't solved the problem. There's a higher level, the guy's still there, that's what is still there, you're going to be finished, you're going to come back to it. There's a higher level, which we need to speak a lot out of that. But you take the guy and you put him into the circle. There's nobody waiting to give me a partzuf of Tisha B'Av at the door. He's in the party, he's going to be happy also. He's going to dance also. And that means that the problem you had, the thing that was so difficult for you, that was preoccupying you, bringing you to a state of depression, that very thing is going to pick you up and it's going to give you a simcha. That's what we're looking for. Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'ancha. First level, that get happy. But there's a higher level, it's simcha bidat, where you're gonna, the problem is not gonna be a problem anymore. It's the best thing that could be. There was once a person that came to Rav Gedalia Kenny, Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Livracha. And the person was depressed. And they were walking in the streets of Jerusalem. And Rav Gedalia was trying to give him a different perspective of how to see things, because everything happens in the mind. If you would be able to introspect and to analyze things in a different way, and if you'd have the right information and clarity and glasses to be able to flip the situation, the same problem could be actually giving you happiness. But we're missing information, we're missing knowledge, we're missing that. If I can give you that, so then you can look at each situation, it's not going to bring you that, the opposite, it's going to pick you up. Yosef could be in jail, dancing. Why are you dancing? Because he has that, he understands how good this could be for him. Now, Rav Gedalia was trying to give over this information, it wasn't working. The person kept going back to the same depressive thoughts. So as they're walking in the streets of Jerusalem, at a certain point, the guy is telling over his whole spiel, and he looks to the one walking with him, and the person is gone. Rav Gedalia was gone. Rav Gedalia was one of the Manigim of the last generation. The father of the Rav Kenning of today was the Manigim Rav Tzva. He was a Talmid of Avraham Sternhertz, who was a grandson of Rabbi Natan, and the Rav of Chirin, who was a grandson of Rav Abba of Breslev. So he had a real Nesor. And he's gone. So the guy thinks to himself he lost his mind. He's walking with a person in the streets and he's not here anymore. So he's looking around the neighborhood in Jerusalem and he sees a little kid's park. And he goes into the park and who does he see? Rav Gedalia, I can't remember if it was on the swing or on the seesaw. But imagine he's on the swings. So the tzaddik, the Rebbe, is on the swings. He's swinging with the kids. And so the guy started to laugh. Started to crack up. Something unexpected, amid the shtuta. What is the Rav doing in the swings? So he started to laugh. So he came, Rav Gedalia came down and said, can we talk now? It's not so bad because of ta, 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 ta. And then he could put some dat into the person. The real simcha is in the mind. To analyze the situation with the right eyes. And that means, we'll talk about it. Nikudat toba. You have a lot of good in your life? There's a lot of good which is really good. Yeah. You're Jew, you're healthy, you can see, you can digest food, you can chew, you can walk around, you have a bit of money, you have a place to sleep, you have a family, you put on tefillin, nikudat tova, nikudat tova, like we spoke yesterday, nikudat tova. There's a lot what to be happy, man. That's a melody in your mind. You have some difficulties, who doesn't? Vitzari chavtani. In the difficulty, look how it could be worse. Look how some good came out from the difficulty. Not that the good you're happy with, even though it's ultimately good. Rav Kenning spoke to me a lot about that. What's hard is hard, but it's good, but it's hard. You don't say thank you on something hard. You say, I believe it's for the good. But in the difficulties, which we'll speak about, there are some things that are actually positive in those difficult situations. A person, somebody in the Kola told me that somebody passed away in the family. So what good could there be? Well, the family got together and said, you know, we never prayed like this before. We never had such strong tefillahs before. So we don't ask for a tragedy. But the good is that the prayer became a different prayer. What became a routine prayer became so meaningful. So there's something good in the difficulty always. We'll discuss that. And then there's a lot more things to put on this pile of dot, that the problem is not the same as the way you looked at it yesterday. But that happens in the mind, and you need a lot of work to get there. And you need a functioning sechel. The problem is, when a person's sad, many times the simcha, the mind is not working. The mind is out of order. And so, amir d'shtuta, a dance, is a joke. Is something that jump starts the sechel. It's above the sechel. If you tell a joke, yeah, jokes are funny. Why are they funny? Because there's something usually doesn't make sense over there. Or something, you know, even a silly thing like Rav Gedalia swinging on the swing. It doesn't make sense that you should do that. I'm not in the mode of logic. I just bypass logic, so my logic tells me to be sad. So I just went above logic where it doesn't make sense. There's nothing that makes sense over here. This guy's acting funny. The person called me. He felt so down, so broken. He couldn't find the shidduch. Does not continue working. I said, okay, stop. Go to the bathroom. I tried to talk to him a lot. It wasn't working. All the good arguments and all the good points were not entering his heart. So I said, okay, stop everything. Go to the bathroom. Look in the mirror and make some silly, funny dances that you wouldn't do in public. And he came back. He told me, okay, yeah, I'm laughing. That's funny. I'm laughing. And one time, another time, then you can speak to the person. By the way, the guy got engaged. And now he's miushach. But if he would stay with his atzvut, nothing good would have come. You got to break out of it to draw the good. And then when you draw good, it brings more good. And then when the good things are happening, it's easier to be happy. The chokhmah is to be happy in the balagan. So how do you do that sometimes? Break it. Midi the shtuta, some jokes, some joy, some dancing. But then, the higher level is once you're there, once you're in that place, once you're in that state of joy, now the mind is in a state to begin to analyze the problem and realize it's not a problem. And so the first step is anything at all costs, break out of the depression, break out of the anger. Put on music, take a walk, go for a good meal, take a small l'chaim. In Dochot Tzadikim it says little l'chaim, it breaks out of the shigar. I bet it doesn't condone drinking, especially extra drinking, but small l'chaim, sichot chavirim, sometimes it's a trip, right? All those things just break out of the norm and it gives you... But then if you just come back to your regular routine, he's waiting at the door for you. He's just going to put you back in. If you don't use that as a catapult to start to think properly, you're not going to get out. So that's what Rabbeinu is saying over here. I think we'll stop here for today. But we're going to start these lessons, these two lessons. And we're going to add all the things that Rabbeinu said in different places about this. And this is... something that the Rabbeinu spoke so much about. That means if you learn Likutei Moran, once Rav Kenning, Alav Shalom, I heard from the Gabbai, that they brought him a sefer of a person who wrote a book about Breslev. And that person actually seemed to be a Talmid Chacham. And he was explaining Breslev, and the Rav wouldn't open the book. Why not? Because if you don't have a Rav, you can't really know what's written. If you don't have a Misoga, a tradition, you don't really know. Because Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer. But Rabbi Natan says, as much as he wrote, here's a we put a major emphasis. For example, you want to learn about Nikudat Torah, about being happy and not giving up. A few small Torahs. But if you would have been next to Rabbeinu, that's what he was speaking about all the time. It would do Nikudat Torah, don't give up, all the time. So if you didn't see a Breslev and Rabbi Natan was there, so Rabbi Natan was living that. And you see, it's coming out through the whole Nikudat Torah, the encouragement not to give up. It's coming out in Nikudat Torah. And the Talmidim of Rabbi Natan, until today, whoever was around it, you cannot learn the Torah from the art school. You need to see a Rebbe. You need to have a Mesorah to learn on the Gemara. You can really know what's written, but it's not the same. The same thing with the Kutemon, it's not the same. So this is one of the things, the joy and the Simcha and the upbeat and the Ein Tovah and the Todah is one of the things that was the most important by Rabbeinu. Because it's the entrance to everything else. Simcha might not even be one of the 613 mitzvahs. But it's the thing that brings you to all the mitzvahs and brings to all the success. You can deal with anything when you're happy. Never make a decision when you're in Mochin de Katnut. Never. Don't make any life decisions. Don't do anything. Do not react to your kids. Do not react to your employees. Do not react to your wife. Do nothing. Put on pause. Get out of it. It's sakana. Anything you will do in those moments are detrimental. You will only regret. Right? You don't regret when you made hasty decisions in the middle of a bogus? Get out. Matun, matun. Neat, neat. stop, get into a happy state, and in the happy state, your mind is free to think properly, you'll make the right decisions. So number one, break out. Mide de Stute. Number two, put inside your pockets a lot of tools that help you analyze with your mind the situation in a different angle, to reframe the situation, and that's going to help you logically understand in your mind that it's not just the dancing that I'm happy. I'm happy with the hardship, because I understand the hardship is the best. Doesn't mean I thank Hashem for it. It's hard, but I can be happy at the same time. And that's, we need a real biruch. Spoke to a lot, the Rav spoke to me a lot about this Torah. This Torah was one of the big things that I spoke to at the end of his life, about how to understand this properly. So it's not the Shem. They're planning to learn this, I think, for a month, these two Torahs. And we'll try to open up a little bit. And the main thing is to do it bodit on it. Once Rabbi Natan, they were learning Likutei Moran, or I can't remember the story, but he said to them, if you have it bodidut, I'm jealous of you. I think it's his son. It was a mice of his son. He was doing a lot of stock, I think. He said, if you're doing it with it bodidut on the side, I'm jealous. If not, I'm not jealous. So the one thing is to learn about it, and the second thing is to pray for it. So I mean, have a moment every day where you ask Hashem to apply these things. You have to ask Hashem to be happy, because you know everything intellectually, it's just not going to work. But if you beg Hashem to be able to apply what we're learning, that's when it starts to work. So, and that's one of the things also that was of the Shimush, that one of the main things I'm going to spoke about, even though it's written in small paragraphs, and Nikut Eman was the Bodidut, which is together with the Nikut Adoba, which is together with the Simcha. B'Shem Hashem Nasim Nasim.
It's a good moment.